All right, let's talk some Storm football. The Storm get going on Friday night. They host Nebraska, defensive MVP. He's back, the linebacker, Tyler Knight, joining us back on the program. Tyler, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Hey, I'm happy to be back. No better place to be, no greater fan.
What was the biggest offseason event that you had outside of winning a championship last year?
I think my biggest offseason event was I did a physique competition.
A physique competition?
Yes, bodybuilder physique competition.
Really? Is that like bodybuilding and Mr. USA, yeah. Mr. Olympia?
Well, it wasn't that serious, but it potentially could get to that one day. But
wow.
It was just probably the toughest diet I've ever been on, probably the strictest regimen. So, I mean, it was a lot. It took a lot of dedication.
And did you win anything? A participation ribbon? A medal? Did you get anything?
Didn't win anything, but, I mean, I accomplished the feat of defeating my mind. I think I defeated my mind because it took a lot.
So, I mean, are there a lot of similarities in preparing, like, mentally between something like that and playing football?
I mean, honestly, it's totally, totally, totally different. I mean, just the whole training of it is different. The whole lifestyle of it is different. I mean, the food you're constantly eating, it has to be healthy stuff. I mean, it's no days off. With football, you can kind of get you a cheap meal here and there and still go out and perform. You cheat on a diet and you're doing bodybuilding and things of that nature, you're going to lose. Your body will not react to it at all.
So, Tyler, with all this bodybuilding, did you increase in size or decrease in size?
Well, I put on right now I'm about 230 pounds. Listed at 5'10", technically, by the NFL. But, you know, I say I'm 6 foot. You know, that's the best way to be. You know, tall. People like tall. Yeah. So, tall is always good, but I've gained a lot of muscle mass and dropped some body fat, so I think I'll be able to be a lot faster this year, a lot explosive.
Coach Riggs probably didn't recognize you when you saw him for the first time.
Well, yeah, they a lot of them seen me while I was going through the transition and training, because I actually did, like, I got down to about 215 pounds before I did the show,
uh-huh.
And I was like a 6% body fat, so it was like the smallest I've been at.
Man,
in a while.
You know, you and Corey Johnson, I mean, Corey Johnson has dropped about 40, 50 pounds this year, and we talked with Chris Dixon last hour. He's down about 15 pounds. Is this something that the team's been working on all season long?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their own goals as far as their performance-wise. I mean, majority of the time, I've always taken off-season. It's always taught me to take off-season, you know, seriously. You know, you want to focus in, but at some point in time, you want to just take a break. So I just wanted to try something different to not take that long of a break as I would normally have took. So I did the competition stuff because I would still be lifting. I still would have to do cardio and things of that nature. So when I came back and prepared for football, it wouldn't be as tough as a transition. So it was something fun. It was something to do. And I mean, I think it worked out great.
Is there a certain weight that a guy that plays linebacker, you have to, you should play at ideally to be successful in this league? Because, I mean, a couple of years ago, you know, you led the IFL in tackles, went to the AFL, played for Kansas City for a year before that folded, came back, became the IFL Defensive Player of the Year. Is there an ideal weight that you should play at in this league?
I mean, honestly, I don't think it's an ideal weight. It just depends on, you know, honestly, I think it depends on the scheme of the defense and what they require you to do. And our scheme, it requires a lot from the linebacker to be able to drop in coverage and to be able to play the run. So I wouldn't say it's a weight thing. I just think it's more of a defensive scheme. You know, I just go out and, you know, whatever the team requires of me to do, I think it's just going out and doing that versus a weight thing. I think when I talk to anybody about football, I never look into size and weight when people say they want to play football. You know, it's just all about heart. You know, everybody's tangibles are always going to be different, but, you know, football is football, you know, around the globe. You know, it's all the same. You know, everybody put their cleats on the same. So I think height and weight and size and stuff to me in football doesn't matter. Either you can play or you can't.
Hey, where's your ring from the last championship season?
It's actually in a container right now, boxed up. I think I'm going to bring it out tonight for the ticket party, and then I'll probably put it back up. I didn't wear it at all last year, so I'm probably not going to wear it at all this year. Once you get one and now another's on the way, you know, they kind of get old. It's more or less the hunger for another one. Now, you know, starting yesterday, you know, with the first plaques and all of that, so the focus isn't about the past. Everything in the past doesn't matter. Focus now is winning another championship.
What's it like having Chris Dixon on this team?
It's different. You know, it's exciting to have him back, but it honestly has sparked a lot of competition because Chris is going to talk, and Chris is going to talk, and Chris is going to talk. And so with Chris, you know, coming back and doing all that talking, of course the defense, you know, we get fired up, and, you know, to wake us up in practice, I don't think it's good. I don't think they like that. So when they get to talking and pads get to smacking, they get to getting quiet and they get to humble down. But I think, honestly, it's been great. You know, practices have been great. The tempo has been there. I mean, honestly, it's been real, real, real competitive, like very competitive, like one of the best camps, you know, that I've participated in as far as competition-wise, you know. Honestly, you never know, you know, who will be when and who will be doing what. But everybody that they brought in the camp honestly could come in and compete for a spot and go somewhere else and play if they get released.
You know, I've asked this to Coach Riggs, and we're talking with Tyler Knight, reigning IFL Defensive Player of the Year, by the way, also known as Superman on the on that defense. I asked this to Coach Riggs and you as well, Tyler, with all the success that you've had at this level, winning championships and awards and accolades, what keeps you motivated to continue to be the best at this level?
The main thing that keeps me motivated to be the best is to help, you know, other guys that's coming along and to lead by example. I'm one of those people that, you know, when it comes to leadership, if I'm going to be a leader or if I'm going to follow someone, I want to follow somebody that's showing how to get things done. And I think, honestly, I want to go in, and every day that we're at practice, I want to go and show guys that, you know, I'm going to work hard. You know, in the off time, I'm in the weight room. It's just little things to make myself better, because once you get complacent, you're lost in this game. And I think, honestly, the thing that keeps you motivated is that win, to the will to win and be successful. You know, you just can never settle. And I think the thing that keeps me motivated is honestly just that will and that drive to be successful and better than I've always been.
Tyler, what kind of defense are we going to see when you guys take on Nebraska on Friday night?
Fast. When I say fast, I mean fast. Fast guys flying to the ball, a lot of hitting. It's going to be action-packed, fast. When I say, I just can't express how fast this defense is going to be. It's going to be lights out.
Have you gotten hit by Coach Hermanson yet, being excited?
Oh, yes. Coach Hermanson jumps up and up and down, pushes and everything, anything you can think of. Yeah, he does it, but he knows how to get you motivated. I mean, honestly, I've enjoyed having him here, because personally, he's going to take my game to a higher height, and honestly, he's already have, you know, with him being my position coach too. I mean, it helps a lot for him to come in and work with us personally one-on-one, because in the previous years, we honestly always, the linebackers that went with the DBs, actually we have our own individual sessions now. So I think it's going to take my game to a whole nother height, and honestly, it's going to be great.
Tyler, we can't wait to see you guys on Friday night taking on Nebraska. Appreciate the time today, and we will certainly be in touch, man.
Man, I thank you. Y'all have a great one.
Thanks, Tyler. Tyler Knight, Sioux Falls Storm.